So each time that we come across this passage, either in Luke or in Matthew, the Gospels present to us this question about the identity of Jesus. Perhaps the most important question that we will ever answer. And if you recall from when Herod was answering this question, he gave the same answers that the people said. John the Baptist, Elijah, a prophet. The common understanding or misunderstanding of who this man was, who this man is. So we can reflect maybe if we ask the world, even the religious leaders, who is Jesus? Who do they say that he is? Will we always get the answer? Maybe not. But what's important is the answer that you give. There's a direct question. Who do you say that I am? But can we, with the same confidence of Peter, of Simon, to make this declaration that you are the Christ of God? Can we answer that with such definitiveness? And who do you say that I am? So the words that we use each day are revealing our answer to that question. The choices that we make, the things that we do, are all the ways that we answer this question. Sitting in a church or when we're young, sitting in a catechism class, it's easy to give the right answer. But in our day-to-day life, when things aren't going our way, when there's trouble at home, who do you say that I am? And it's always interesting that this passage is always connected to the coming crucifixion, to the revealing of the passion of Jesus. So we can almost say there's a necessary connection with the proclamation of who Jesus is and the acceptance of the cross. And if we ever try to deny the cross, then are we really answering the question correctly, even though the words might be proper? If we ever try to separate ourselves from the passion of Jesus, the necessary suffering, you must take up your cross daily, he says. And for each one of us, the cross will come differently, will look differently. But it's the cross all the same. So how willing are we to accept this cross, the crosses the Lord gives us to perfect our love so that we can love him perfectly by the acceptances of the crosses he shares with us? It's absolutely necessary. So who do you say that I am? Maybe we can look at how well we're carrying our cross to see if we know the answer to that question. And in Luke's version of this conversation, I'm always struck by the first sentence. When Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him. Did you catch that? Like when you imagine this scene, what does that look like? For Jesus to be in solitude, but the disciples were with him. This objective reality of the purpose of our life. To be in solitude in prayer with the Father always, regardless of where we are, our physical situation, our location. It doesn't matter if we're alone or we are with others. We're called, we're created to be in solitude with the Father, to be one with him. And through a life of prayer and suffering, is how we can unite ourselves to the Father more and more and more. So that when we're in the midst of the chaos of the world and of our family lives, we can always be alone with Jesus, alone with the Father. So that he is our rock, our fortress, our strength. There's no way to navigate the waters of this world without this reality of being in solitude with the Father. And so by happy coincidence, as God is so good to do, St. Pio, Padre Pio, St. Pius, "I want to be a poor friar who prays," is what he said. World famous, thousands and thousands of people flocking to be in his presence. His desire was to be a poor friar who prays. When he was beatified, the Pope said, "He is best known for his prayer and his suffering." Is that a goal for our life? When we think about what will make our life great in the eyes of God and for the proclamation of the kingdom, the proclamation of the gospel, are we willing to be one who's known by our prayer and our suffering? This is what all the great saints teach us. Not that we have to go looking for it, and this isn't self-hatred where we're going to try to destroy our life, but the reality of everyday life necessarily involves the cross. And St. Pius, Padre Pio, teaches us this. That Jesus was rejected by the chief priests, the elders, the scribes, the leaders of the church at the time. Padre Pio was as well. Gossiped about, calumnized about, forbidden from saying Mass in public. They thought he was lying about the stigmata. He was rejected by his own superiors, by his own brothers in his community, rejected. But he stayed faithful. He was obedient. It's so easy when we experience suffering to turn in ourselves and then to proclaim our rights, to proclaim what is due, what is just for me. But maybe in those moments, Christ is saying, "Pick up your cross and carry it with me. In solitude with the Father, let's go to Calvary." Because it's only through Calvary that we ever get to the glory of heaven. And this is where Padre Pio lives now, St. Pius. He's in heaven. And with all the great saints, with our Blessed Mother, with everyone who's persevered. So on this day, this Friday, where the church expects us to live the Passion in some way, primarily by not eating meat, but by doing other penances as well, we can enter into that solitude with the Father by walking with Jesus to the cross. Let's ask St. Pius, Padre Pio, to help us, to encourage us, to strengthen us in our walk, that in our own way, that we'll each desire to simply be a poor friar who prays.